Welcome to Who Is My Neighbor, a podcast about what it looks like to love your neighbor. In season four, we are sharing reflections from this year's Advent devotional, Advent in Durham, Watching for Your Dawn. Today is the seventh day of Advent.
¿Por qué hay flores de plástico en el área de juegos, mami? Why are those plastic flowers at the playground, mami? My then 5-year-old daughter asked. I was quiet for a moment. I did not know how to explain to my daughter that bullets had penetrated a young man's body and taken his life at our neighborhood playground. But I did not want to lie to her. So I told my daughter that a young man was killed there and that his family and loved ones had created an altar with artificial flowers to honor his life. For some communities, flowers symbolize the life cycle from birth to death. However, the artificial flowers at this altar symbolize that a young man's life was taken from this world prematurely, and that his loved ones are mourning his death. After that conversation, she noticed the altars at the entrance of our neighborhood, on our way to school, and all around Durham, reminding us that someone's loved one breathed for the last time in that place. Each time we drive by one of these altars, we pray for the mother, father, children, siblings, friends, family, and community mourning their loved ones. This Advent season, in which we prepare for the coming of Christ and celebrate the hope, joy, and peace His incarnation brings to humanity, let's pray for those suffering the premature death of a loved one and for the safety of the people in our beloved Durham. God, our Comforter, may those who have lost a loved one experience your presence and peace amid their suffering during this season of Advent and always. God, our Creator, protect our community from violence and other dangers, especially our children, youth, and young adults. May they live their complete life cycle and continue blessing this community with their light and divine gifts. Amen.
The Who Is My Neighbor podcast is a production of Durham Cares, a nonprofit that mobilizes Durham residents to love their neighbors. Learn more at www.durhamcares.org.